T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Have you heard of the invisible house? Gabe and Nina on B96, getting right into this right now. There's a famous invisible house out in Joshua Tree. Seriously, though, have you heard about this?
Isn't Joshua Tree where they do a lot of drugs and have festivals? Well, of course there's invisible everything out there.
Yes, there is. And I learned about Joshua Tree on Entourage, the movie. But Demi Lovato has been doing some social distancing with her new man in Joshua Tree. And apparently this invisible house is one of the houses, like, in the country that people fight over going to vacation at. So it's in the middle of the desert. On the outside, it's, like, steel, and it's got kind of mirror reflection. So all you see are, like, the trees off of the house. So it, like, disappears. It's so kind of trippy. I guess that's what you go there for.
Oh, this story is not as interesting as it was 2 seconds ago.
Why?
Because I actually thought it was an invisible house where people were kind of just high off drugs and thought they were there. And now you're like, it's a metal thing that people, what? Nah, boo.
But it's designed probably.
It's a metal house.
And if you're out there in the middle of Joshua Tree doing God knows what, then you might think you're somewhere else. But
I don't think that's necessarily a great place for Demi to be.
Why?
Well, because if it's a place that is known for having drugs and everything like that, probably not where you want to be, Demi.
Well, I don't think everybody nobody else is in the house but her and the man.
I understand that. I'm talking about, like, I guess, like, I wouldn't go to Woodstock if I was trying to get, you know, stay sober.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't go to Lollapalooza.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why.
Totally.
But, of course, she's obviously knows herself well, so.
She's out there having a great time. Actually, it's funny. I remember my dad was working in the Mojave Desert for a short period of time, and my mom called from Joshua Tree. I was like, Mom, you high? What are you doing out there?
100%. All right. You know, speaking of high, Beyonce and Jay-Z were high on a cloud when they came up with their album and put out a bunch of songs, but now they're being sued by a Jamaican artist for using her voice on the song Black Effect. And here's the song.
Well, there's love of children, love of self, love of God.
Great message.
Love of a partner. And all of them have a different shape, but all of them is the same in the end. It's about sensitivity. It's about passion. It's about unconditional giving of self to another person. And there's love of humanity.
I don't understand how you can use someone's voice like that in the beginning of a song.
Right.
And think you don't have to pay them.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
That's especially why for Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Well, right. So they didn't ask her? That's what the woman is saying? That they just took
it? She wants royalties on the song.
Sure.
She wants writing credits. And she's sued them for using her voice in the beginning. And I'm just thinking to myself, well, okay, fair. I mean, I've done music for a lot of years in my life. And I understand that sometimes producers make beats and then they give them to the artist, and the artist just makes a song. They don't necessarily know what's behind the actual tune itself. So maybe the producer put that in front, but...
And then didn't tell them?
I'm just like, that's not like a... Breathe!
No.
It's like a whole ass, like...
Well, there's love of people.
That's right.
If I heard myself and it was like, hey, everybody, it's me. What's up? Life is crazy or something.
Yeah.
I'd be like, maybe I just want to hang out with Beyonce and Jay-Z. I wouldn't necessarily ask for money, but...
I would. Are you kidding me?
They're about to give her some money. And she gets a writing credit, too. She's about to be paid.
Yeah, there is no way that she's not going to win that case at all.
Great message, though.
It is. Yes. Something else that is a message that Gwyneth Paltrow has been putting out there over and over again is just to love yourself. And she puts all of those scents in the form of a candle. She was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and she announced the follow-up scent to the one that she had, you know, that was the lady part candle. This new one is called This Smells Like My Orgasm Candle. And if you want to know what that smells like.
I don't.
It's like.
No, please don't.
It's roses and grapefruit and cassis berries. Anyway, So now that's available for you up on Goop if you want to light that candle in your bedroom to get you in the mood. A little steamy for a 6 o'clock conversation, but I thought it was so funny.
I really want you to do yourself a favor as I'm about to play this next song
so
and say to yourself, what does my big O smell like? Hot Cheetos crunched up in the corner of a room with a sock on top of it. I mean, what? What is that? Anyway, Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96, guys. Your intentions should be clear. Every day, 6:20, be right here to play TBT, Throwback Trivia.
Just to see how old school you really are. We're going to give you questions around a movie, a TV show, and a song, and then you just have to tell us the answers. Like, here's a question about the TV show. This show first aired in 2004 and was a breakout role for Eva Longoria, who played ex-model Gabrielle Solis, who has an affair with the gardener.
Ooh.
The show follows her and her friends that all live on Wisteria Lane. That's just my last hint.
All right, 877-591-9696. You're going to answer that question and two more. And then again, like Nina said, we'll see how old school you are. All right, what's that 2004 TV show that stars Eva Longoria? 877-591-9696. TBT is up next with Gabe and Nina on B96. Christina in Willowbrook, how old school are you?
Pretty old school.
Well, we are about to play TBT Throwback Trivia. We're going to get questions on a movie, a TV show, and a song, and then we'll actually find out how old school you are.
So we're going to kick it off right now, Christina, with your first question. This one's about the movie.
Okay.
This movie came out in 1993, starring Robin Williams. The movie follows a man who wants to see his kids more, so he dresses himself as an older British woman to convince his ex-wife to hire him as the nanny.
Christina, what is the name of the movie?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Wow.
Okay, Christina, maybe you are that old
school.
Nice
job.
All right, here's the show. You get to scream it loud and proud. The show first aired in 2004 and was a breakout role for Eva Longoria, who played ex-model Gabrielle Solis, who has an affair with the gardener.
All right, Christina, you know it. What's the name of the TV show?
That would be Desperate Housewives.
I'm watching it right now, too, Christina. It's on Hulu.
I remember when that show came out. I didn't watch it, but I just remember, like, everyone was talking about it.
Yeah.
My mom was talking about it. My sister, everybody was talking about it.
I know. I never watched it the first time around, and now I get it. It's really good.
Right.
All right. Now, here's the thing, Christina. If you get this question correct, we'll know that you, in fact, are old school, and we'll sing you a little song if you are. Let's see.
I can't wait. This song came out in 2000. It's something we all need to say to our exes. It's off of NSYNC's No Strings Attached album.
Ooh.
And has its own dance.
Christina, do you know the dance and the name of the song? What is it?
I'm going to go with Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah!
Girl. Woo!
Go, Christina. You old school. Go, Christina. You old school. Hey, good job,
I'll
Christina.
Oh.
Right. Christina, let me ask you this. What was your favorite toy growing up? Your favorite old school toy growing up?
Oh, what was that thing that you would put around your ankle and like you would
skip
jump
it
over it? And it would
it's called Skip It. My sister had one of those and she would never let me play with it. I just remember that. I was like the little brother, like, I want to play. No. And I was like, okay. Oh my gosh. Christina, thanks so much for playing because, you are in fact old school.
It's the first time I've ever been called old school, but I'll take it.
But you know what? You can own it with pride. In this case, being old school is a good thing.
If you know those three questions, trust me, you are old school.
We're prepping you for trivia at a bar. You'll win all the money.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Have a great day, okay?
You too, bye.
When we come back.
All right, I found myself searching through my car for something, and I found out that I had way too many of that one particular thing.
Okay.
Made me feel a certain type of way, but you know what? I think you have a bunch of these in your car, too. What am I talking about? We'll get back to it in 5 minutes, 6:37, right here on B96. For the time being, you are too. Gabe and Nina on B96.
I'll sing it to you.
So I was driving in my car and I know you. Listen, first of all, I want you to call us up right now. Okay, look in your car. Look around. You're in your car. Okay, you're not looking. Look in your car.
You're like, oh, wait, can you see me?
Yes,
yeah,
I can.
You.
And then I want you to count how many masks you have in there.
Oh, I thought he was going to say condoms at the beginning of all of this.
Was a condom. So I want you to count how many masks, and then I want you to call us up and tell us how many are in there. All right? 877-591-9696. Nina, I counted 5 masks in my car.
Oh, you're so prepared, though. That's great.
It's not necessarily prepared, because what you do is, what I'm realizing, is that you use it, and then you throw it on the side of the car, and then you, like, go do your whatever you got to do, and then you get some other mask, and you put that there, and then you go to your car, and you don't have a mask, and then you're like, oh, damn, I don't have a mask. And you're like, wait, it's on the floor, or it's behind my thing. I know there's one in here somewhere. Now, I asked one of our friends, mutual friends, Angie. I said, how many masks do you have in your car? And she said, one. Only one. Now, if you have only one, then that's fine. I want to hear that too, because I want to know, like, the sanitary facts surrounding that one mask. Like, how long have you had it? Like, what are you doing? Again, 877-591-9696. 5 masks in my car. Now, telephone tone, you drive.
Yes, I do.
How many masks do you have in your car?
It's funny you brought this up, because I literally have like 6 masks in my car. I have like 3 in my glove compartment, and I have 3 sitting on my passenger seat.
Well, I love that you guys are so prepared, but like, are you actually reusing any of these masks?
Yes.
Or is it just turning into like where you dump
them? I have 2 brand new ones in my glove compartment. And it was only one. It started with one in case, like my backpack.
Yes.
Never end up being used. I don't know how more got in here.
Of course.
Always need a backup.
877-591-9696. How many masks do you have in your car? Nina, here's the thing. I have some. When you say, do you reuse them?
Yeah.
I went into the hospital because, you know, my daughter has her little appointments and stuff.
Right.
And I went to go park the car. So Nicole and the baby went inside. So then I grabbed, you know, one of the masks from the floor, put it on my face so that I can be comfortable. Then as I walk in, the nurse looks at me and she goes, do you want a new mask?
Because you got a busted.
That's how bad. That's how bad my mask was in that kind of a situation. Kendall in Hammond, Indiana. All right, we're asking people, how many masks do you have in your car? What about you?
I have 10 masks in my car.
Kendall,
it's pretty disgusting.
What are you doing with 10 masks? Are they all just like, I took them off my face and threw them in the car, or you have backups?
Took them off my face and threw them in the car.
Threw them in the car. And so, Kendall, the reality is sometimes you don't go to your car with a mask because you know there's one in there somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll come back out. I'll go in somewhere and I'll come back out. And I know there's one in my car
of
for me.
Of course.
Well, she's always prepared at this point.
Now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Kendall. Isn't it the worst part about having all those masks in your car is having to smell your breath?
Your dirty masks that you leave in the
Kendall,
car.
You better start laughing because you know what I'm talking about. You put that mask on, you're like, ooh, I've worn this one before.
Yeah.
All right. 877-591-9696. We got Leticia on hold. We got Tracy on hold. And I want to talk to you. How many masks do you have in your car?
You have to be careful with how many times you reuse it, too, because you're going to start getting those breakouts right around your mouth. You know,
wait,
the masks
do that.
What's
this on my lip? Leticia and Elgin, how many masks do you have in your car?
My cousin makes masks, so I ended up buying one for each one of my children and one for me. So I have those in my car.
Uh-huh.
But I work for a dental office, and the doctor actually gave me a whole box to just keep in my car because, you know, I always forget my stuff.
Leticia, this is so funny because when I brought this up to Nina, because Nina doesn't drive.
Yeah, I don't have a car.
So I was like, Nina, we should do a topic on how many masks people have. And she's like, wait, what? And I'm like, yeah, this is a thing. Especially right now, like, everybody has a bunch of masks in their car for no reason.
Well, Leticia's going to be known as the mask lady, because if you don't have one, you're going to hit up your girl, Leticia. Yo, can I get a mask real quick?
Leticia's literally...
Oh, man, seriously. My friends and my coworkers are like, do you have a mask?
Of course. They
already know I have some in my car.
They know what it is. Leticia pulls up to the exit on an expressway, and like, let's say one of the homeless people come up to her for change. She gives them a mask instead. It's perfect. Thanks for the call, Leticia.
Seriously.
You know what else is so funny, too, is that this is turning into like one of those must-have items in your mom bag. Like, everybody's got a friend that's got snacks and Advil,
got
and now
wipes
you've got
and
all
everything.
The masks. Laura in Plainfield, is that you?
Yes.
How many do you have in your car right now?
5.
Okay, how new is the newest one?
That's a good question.
A day old.
That's okay. You're doing all right. How old is the oldest one?
Great question.
Good question. I don't know.
Oh,
don't
my
touch
God.
That one, Laura. That's the
Laura,
one that's going to get
away.
The masks.
Katie in Carpentersville.
Yes, hello.
All right. I have 5 masks in my car. How many do you have?
I have 3, but I don't throw them in my car. I hang them on my turn signal.
Yeah.
So that way they don't get dirty.
Somebody said.
That's good. That's what our friend
said. That's what Angie said. Yeah, she said every time I get in the car, I just hang it up in the air. And I got to be honest, man, my thing looks like an accordion. My masks, they're all just crumbled up in the corner.
Excuse me,
and then I'm like, And then, like, you get out of your car, and you're like, damn, I forgot a mask. And you go back in, and you're like,
yes, every time, every time. I feel like a superhero.
And then you're looking at your your mask, and it looks like an old ball of yarn. It's just, like, thread hanging off the side.
You wonder why people are looking at you funny.
Thanks for the call, Katie.
Tracy, on the east side, now, how many masks do you have in your car?
Hi, good morning. I have four masks
yes.
in my car.
See, Nina, this is a thing.
But is that to set yourself up in case you forget one, or are these all old?
No, it's because they're all old. But I would have had five masks, but last night there was a big old spider crawling on my window right by my head.
Oh, my God. A big spider? You killed the spider with a mask? You would have had five. Now you have four. But that's a good reason not to have that many.
Multi-purpose.
I'm telling you right now. I'll tell you why I keep my masks in my car.
Okay.
It's because I fear not having one.
So you actually think about it. It's not an
yeah.
accident that they're out there.
So let's say, for example, I'm getting out of my car and I'm going home. I don't want to take the mask with me and throw it away.
Because
then I think to myself, well, what if I go back in my car? I don't have any other masks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a box of masks anywhere. So I want to make sure at least I have something in my car. So that's why I do it. And then what happens is I just end up with a bunch. My sister just texted me. She said she had 11.
Whoa, what are you doing? She's also
hoarding.
Like you.
She's hoarding in her car right now, sis. I hear you.
She's anyway. Ready.
All right. Well, that's what I have in my car. And now I need you in my radio station.
Yeah.
We'll get you on for Wake Up Boards next. All right. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Time for the baby daddy check-in. Two dad jokes. One baby update. And it starts like this.
Give it to us.
My son asked, or excuse me, I have a daughter, but my daughter asked me. She can talk now. Yeah. I'm just kidding. She said, Dad, what are condoms used for?
Oh, great.
And I said, well, usually to avoid answering questions like these.
Yeah.
So you don't have no kids. The baby daddy check-in is simple. Today, my little girl is getting her shots for the first time.
Oh, my gosh.
This afternoon.
What are you going to do? Are you going to watch it happen?
I'm going to cry. What do you mean? I'm literally going to cry seeing
like
my baby in that much pain. But they told you, like, to be prepared for it. We were, you know, anyway, the point is.
How do you prepare for it? It's like mentally just know that it's going to happen? Like her crying?
Yeah, I think that's the only thing you can do.
Aww.
So at least you'll be safer, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's important. You got to do it.
So I'll give you the update tomorrow on how it went, how she was acting and everything like that. But if you have any advice, if you're a parent out there and you have any tips for a baby when they're getting the shots, please do me the favor. Follow me on social media, on Instagram specifically, @Chicago_Gabe, and give me some advice.
What if you sing to her? Like, you know, she's kind of distracted because you know she likes when you do that.
Nah, she'll be crying. It's got to be something else to take away the pain. Like, actually take away the pain, I'm assuming.
I don't know if you
anyway,
can.
Hit me up on social media and then give me some advice. All right, on the way out, Nina.
Yeah.
How do you spot a blind man at a nudist beach?
Oh.
It's not hard.
That's not
Wake Up
okay.
Boys.
That took
next.
Me a second, guys.
Gabe and Nina,
B96. Oh, my God.
Wake Up Wars. Team Gabe against Team Nina. Right now on B96.
This time, it's war.
It is time to play Wake Up Wars on B96 with us, Gabe and Nina. And representing for all the gentlemen across the Chicagoland area, we got Chris and Joliet. Good morning.
Good morning.
I also would like to bring to everyone's attention that it is a Woman Wednesday. And in honor of that, we've got Jessica from Round Leg ready to represent for all of the ladies.
Yes.
Chris, what do you think about the fact that she's calling it a Woman Wednesday?
They can say what they want.
I like to call it a Wah Wah Wednesday.
Bye.
Maybe we can make that happen. All right, Chris, the fellas won yesterday, so you get to decide who goes first on Wake Up Wars.
I'll let myself go first today.
See, Chris? That's right. What I like Chris. Jessica, hang on one second.
All right.
Ladies last. Your first, or excuse me. All right, Chris, you're going to get three questions. One male question, one female question, one Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right gets themselves a victory today. Your first female-centered question. Make sure you play along in your car. These tight-fit, stretchy pants look like jeans, but aren't made out of denim. What are they called?
Jeggings.
Okay.
We like taking them off. Maybe ourselves. You never know.
Putting them on.
Question number two, your male-centered question. Chuck Taylor was a famous basketball player that had his own shoe. They became known as Chucks. What company makes them?
Converse.
And your Chicagoland question. If you're getting a hot dog made Chicago style, what ingredient is forbidden from touching the hot dog?
Ketchup.
Okay, Chris. It might be a Womp Womp Wednesday.
I don't know. Also could be a Women Win Wednesday. Jessica, I'm going to keep saying it. But Jessica, Chris actually got all three questions correct.
What?
It's okay. Hang on, Chris. We'll be right back. Don't be intimidated, Jessica. This is doable. I believe in you.
Okay, I'm a little nervous, but I think we got this.
Okay, we're going to tie it up.
You got this, Jessica. Don't worry.
Okay.
All of it. These tight-fit, stretchy pants look like jeans, but aren't made out of denim. What are they called?
Jeggings.
Starting strong. Second question. Chuck Taylor was a famous basketball player that had his own shoe. They became known as Chucks. What company makes them?
Converse. Those are my favorite.
I like this. See, we're going to tie it up right now for the Chicagoland question. If you're getting a hot dog made Chicago style, what ingredient is forbidden from touching the hot dog?
Ketchup.
Told you, girl. We're going to tie this up right now. Time,
baby. Hang on a second, Jessica. Chris.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were a genius. Jessica proved that the questions were just easy. She got all three correct. So we're headed to the tiebreaker tune. I'm going to give you the name of a song. You're going to tell me how long it is. Whoever gets closest to the actual time is going to win today. Your song is by Pitbull featuring Kesha, and it's called Timber Is Going Down.
That's a good one.
I'm yelling Timber. Oh, how long is that song?
3 minutes and 25 seconds.
Okay, Jessica, the tiebreaker tune. We're going to give you the name of a song, and you just have to tell us how long it is.
Okay.
Your song is Pitbull featuring Kesha, and the name is Timber. How long is that song?
Oh, okay. I want to say 3 minutes, 45 seconds.
Okay, the correct answer, 3 minutes and 24 seconds, meaning Chris and Joliet. It's going down in my belly because we just won breakfast. Hey.
Oh, my God.
Good job,
Chris.
The answers to the questions, number one, you guys got them all right. But for those that haven't been listening, number one is jeggings.
Second one is Converse.
And the ingredient, which I don't agree with this because I put ketchup on my hot dog. And it's ketchup, yeah.
Could we get some hot dog? That sounds good.
We could. Here's the reality. Chris and Jessica, let me ask you this. Do you put ketchup on your french fries?
I do. Yes.
Of course you do. And when you're eating a hot dog with, air quotes, no ketchup, and then you eat a french fry with ketchup, guess what's on your hot dog now, everybody? Ketchup. Don't tell me you don't put ketchup on your hot dog when you eat french fries with ketchup.
Whoa, you just won. We should be excited right now. You got all mad about ketchup.
I'm upset. All right, guys, thanks so much for playing. Chris, have a great day. Thanks for taking the victory for the fellas today, okay?
Jessica, you did a great job.
Oh, yeah, great job.
Yeah, it was.
I'm triggered. Because as a Chicagoan, people are like, people tell me, oh, I'm a Chicagoan. Shut up.
So you feel like people are saying, you're less Chicago because you just put ketchup on your hot dog.
And I want to be like, you're less Chicago because I'm born and raised here. I'm telling you, I put ketchup on my hot dog. You fool. You just read an article or something. You saw a meme. Anyway.
I accept you just the way you are.
Getting way too defensive for some ketchup on the hot dog.
It's making me really want the hot dog, though.
When we come back, someone is complaining about the amount of money her dad is giving her for a wedding.
How do you complain about that?
Talk about it in 6 minutes. 722. Well, shout out to everybody that when they hear that song, they think of Jerry Rivera.
Who's Jerry Rivera?
The trumpet in the background.
Oh.
No. He's not the one playing it.
Oh.
It's a salsa song that comes from.
Got it.
Anyway, Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Hibs Don't Lie. That was Shakira and Wyclef Jean. It is currently, Nina, you see the sun shining outside.
I do, and I know it's going to be hot today.
72 degrees right now in Chicago. And it's going to be a nice one. It's supposed to be like, what, 90 on Friday, you said?
It's supposed to be like 92 on Friday. It's supposed to get close to 90 again today. So just know you're going to sweat today, guys.
Good weather for a wedding.
Yeah.
And tomorrow on the show, we're actually going to be having a dad who's contributing to his daughter's wedding. But the problem is his daughter has an issue with how much he's giving her.
But I mean, can you even be upset about any amount that you're getting?
Listen, as someone that's been married before.
Right.
I'm not anymore, but I would have appreciated all the monies, any of the monies that would have came my way. You know, but the question we're asking you guys right now in your car before we have him on tomorrow is, did your parents contribute to the wedding? And if so, how much?
That's fair.
877-591-9696. I want to talk to the people of Chicago because I think this is an interesting question. I think Nina just told me about her parents and her brother.
Right. So my brother got married a few years ago, and my parents ended up paying for everything that had to do with the rehearsal dinner and then gave him money.
Mom.
And then her, my sister-in-law.
Do you know how much money your parents gave him?
No. I don't.
Secret.
I don't. All I know is they're like, we don't have any money left for your wedding. And I was like, cool. Fair. And so then my sister-in-law's parents paid for the whole wedding. So I guess like traditionally, if you look at what tradition says, it's that the bride's parents pay for the wedding.
Right.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, but sometimes you run into people who like the guy's parents or the girl's parents aren't well off. And
sure.
They can't,
and you.
And weddings are expensive as hell.
Right. I know a lot of people that front their own weddings too that didn't get any money.
Yeah.
But my brother did.
877-591-9696. Did your parents contribute to the wedding? And if so, how much? I think when you're talking about a rehearsal dinner, that's probably like $1,500.
No idea.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
What do you think is a reasonable amount to contribute? Like, let's say you had a child and they were getting married. What would you, let's say it was a guy. Let's say you had a son.
I had a son and I was supposed to do the rehearsal dinner.
Is that what's, let's just say how much money you would give your son.
Depends on how much money I have. I would like to, ideally, this is one of those things where in a perfect world, I would love to pay for your wedding. I would love to pay for my children's wedding. But I don't know if I'm going to have it like that.
Nina, so you're not answering the question.
I don't know, like $10,000? I don't have that right now. So this is like a dream, guys.
Nina's
like, this is what,
rich.
I'm not. But I'm just saying, it's like, if I had the money.
Yeah. I would, I think, I've thought about this in the past.
How much does a wedding even cost?
$25,000,
$30,000. Okay, so half the cost.
Third. Yeah. And I think for me, in my mind, I'm like, I'd probably pay for like, and in my mind, I'm thinking I'd pay for the wedding dress and maybe like throw her $5,000.
Yeah, you have a little girl.
$10,000 is a lot for me. I don't know. Katie in Roscoe Village, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So first and foremost, did your parents contribute to your wedding?
Yes, they did.
Okay. And how much did they give you?
They gave us $10,000.
Okay. So right on line with what Nina was saying.
That's great.
Did it cover all the costs of the wedding or was it like a fraction of the costs?
It was a fraction. Our wedding, we invited about 250 people and it was about $60,000.
Okay.
And
that sounds like a beautiful wedding.
It was awesome. But my parents gave us $10,000 and then my mother-in-law and father-in-law were supposed to give us $10,000 and then my mother-in-law lost her job.
Oh no.
So yeah, so it sucks for everyone, obviously, but that really got us because we had already, you know, spent that money in our head.
Of course. Now the thing is this, it's all relative, right? Some people's, obviously not everybody's wedding is going to cost $60,000, but let me ask you this. Yeah. Them giving you $10,000, did you feel a certain type of way about it, Katie? Did you feel like it was too little? Did you feel like it was the right amount? How did you feel about that?
Oh, I thought it was perfect because my mom and dad paid for their own wedding. And I mean, my mom probably told me a million times about how her wedding dress only cost $250. And I mean, I didn't spend a lot of money on my wedding dress. Like it was, I mean, well, compared to her, but
right, of course.
So to me, it was
the right amount. Yeah, it was like the right amount for you.
I mean, $10,000 is a lot of money.
And again, it's all relative, right? It could be $1,000 if your wedding costs $2,000. Who knows, right? But the question is, did your parents contribute to your wedding? I think that's the important part. We just want to know if they contributed. And then if you feel so comfortable saying how much they gave, we want to know that. Because tomorrow on the show, a dad is going to be joining us because his daughter is unhappy with the amount of money he is contributing to the wedding. So we'll have him on, but we want to talk to you. 877-591-9696. Did your parents contribute to your wedding? Your call's next.
Alyssa on the north side. So your parents did help you out. How much did they give you?
They gave me $7,000.
See? And because I think it's important to know what that amount is in relation to the total cost of the wedding. Do you mind telling us how much everything cost?
Just under $30,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it seems like a third of the cost is about right with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that $7,000?
So you're grateful.
It was funny though. My brother got married 6 weeks after me. And they also gave him $7,000.
Okay,
So Nina, be mindful of the fact that you should be getting the same exact amount of money that your brother got.
That's what I've already been planning in their heads, but they told me the money's gone. So.
Alyssa, isn't it?
Well, they can save it for a house.
Right. Alyssa, isn't it crazy that anybody would be upset with the amount of money that their dad is giving them?
Yeah, initially my dad was always like $2,000, $2,000, and then
time came. It was a pleasant surprise.
Look, I think any amount of money that you get, it helps you offset the cost of the wedding. So to me, it's blowing my mind that this girl is upset with the amount of money her dad is giving her.
He shouldn't give her any money.
That's what. Okay.
Oh, we're gonna talk to you tomorrow, Alyssa. You definitely need to call back for
Thanks
that.
Thanks for the call,
Cindy in Plainfield. So, did your family contribute to your wedding?
So I will be coming up on 25 years married, and when we got married, we told them, we sat them down the first time they met. We said, we're happy that you guys are, you know, getting together. We're paying for our own wedding. We'll welcome your decision, whatever you want. I said, but we're going to do what we want. You can have an opinion, but we're going to do what we want. So when we opened our card, my parents gave us $5,000 and his parents gave us $500. So that's what they could afford on their fixed income. And that's what my parents must have set aside for us to get married. So.
Cindy, here's the thing, right? We're having this guy on tomorrow whose daughter's complaining about the amount of money that he's given. And both Nina and I are just reading this email and thinking to ourselves, isn't any amount
selfish.
Good enough?
Right.
Isn't anything you give me good enough? I don't understand how it can't be.
Well, it shouldn't be that expensive right now anyway if she's getting married. Because of the corona, you should only have, like, you know, under 10 people there.
Well, that's a great point. That's a good point, but we can't forget about the dress and all of that kind of stuff, too. So we don't know what she wants. But thank you so much, Cindy, for your
You want to see my dress? It's sitting in the closet, you know, 25 years later. I had two boys.
I heard you could fit into it still.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for the call, Cindy.
Congrats on 25 years.
Lana and Glen Ellen, hey.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. So when you got married, how much money did your parents contribute?
Well, my parents paid for specific things. They bought my wedding dress, my cake, the rehearsal dinner, and then they paid some waitresses.
See, Nina, this is what I was talking about. This is what I would do.
That.
Like, I don't think I'd give a set amount of money. I think I would want to pay for certain things. Like, let me take care of the dress because that means a lot. Let me take care of certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So did you feel that that was a sufficient amount? Because you weren't upset at your parents for what they paid for, right?
Not at all. I was really happy that they paid for anything. But we wound up being low on money by the end of the wedding. And I started opening cards to be able to pay people.
Oh, my gosh.
The caterers.
My friend just did that too, Lana. I was at a wedding in New Jersey back in January. And she went straight for the envelopes because there was a big jar with all the cash in it. And that's how she tipped them out.
Lana, what you should have did was put your address your parents' house so that way all the bills could have went over there. Lana, thanks for the call.
You just stick it on them without them even meaning to.
877-591-9696. I want to know how much your parents contributed to the thing. But you know who else I want to talk to?
Hmm.
Those that paid for everything themselves.
Sure.
It's a big responsibility. Like, I want to know where you got the money from. Did you save up for it?
How long did you save?
How long were you paying off the credit card bills?
You're still paying for it.
877-591-9696. Did your parents contribute or did you pay the whole thing by yourself? Take your calls next. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Lisa and Carol Stream, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. So did you pay for your wedding yourself or did you have help from your parents?
No, so we decided to pay for all of it ourselves. Both of our fathers had passed away, so had our moms left, and we knew that, you know, it would be hard for them, and we didn't want them to worry about it, so we saved for all of it. So hearing her, like, be upset, be happy your dad's there to walk you down the aisle.
Gosh, you know what? I just recorded that, and I'm going to make sure I play that.
For her.
Like, because that's something that, like, you don't think about that. You know, you're getting money, and you sound like a selfish brat. I don't want to talk bad about her in that way.
I mean,
I don't either, but, like, my dad passed away 20 years ago, and I'm getting choked up, and I'm almost like crying in my car thinking about how lucky she is to have him there for that, you know?
And it's important to hear that, Lisa, because while you recognize that, some people, you don't appreciate what you have while you have it. And so it's just reminding people of that.
It's like, not, you know, you have your dad and money. It's like, dude.
You're very lucky.
I hope you're here tomorrow to listen to what happens and hear your dad talk.
Yeah, I will for sure.
All right, Lisa, have a great one. Thanks for calling in. We got Anne. On the north side, you know, we're talking about this dad that's going to be joining the show tomorrow. He gave his daughter some money for her wedding, and she's not happy with the amount. So we're going to talk to him tomorrow. But I know, Ann, she's happy with the amount she got. How much did you get, Ann?
So I actually received about $20,000.
Yeah.
Wow, you better not be complaining, Ann.
So I was very, very generous. I actually didn't really know that amount until I was engaged. My parents had told me, I have two sisters, and they had said that they had set aside money for all of us, but we didn't really, I wasn't going to ask, and we didn't really know. But once I got, it was you know, quite a bit amount, and it covered a majority of our wedding, which was absolutely very generous.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I mean, because you're an adult, yeah. And you say to yourself, $20,000, when you're an adult, mm-hmm. you realize how much money that is and how long it takes to save that kind of money. So you're extremely appreciative.
I mean, like, my parents put off retirement. You know, they always say that we could have retired a couple of years earlier.
Yeah, of course. Money. Three daughters, 20 grand each. I know math.
But you'll give them those grandkids, and that's true. Exactly what they want.
And I can't wait for you to hear this dad come on tomorrow because, I mean, I don't want to say the amount of money that he gave, but when you hear this and you hear how ungrateful this daughter is being, it's just, it's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. And I mean, it should never be an expectation that you get, you know, it should be a generous gift that you get anything.
100%. And that's why we're talking to you guys, Anne, just to kind of do research and normalize it. Thank you so much for your call.
Of course. You guys have a good
you
and
too.
If your parents want to adopt anybody, just kidding.
Yeah, I know. Start another fund.
Maddie and Oak Lawn. All right. So did you pay for your wedding yourself or did your parents contribute?
So we are paying for our wedding this September, and we've been saving since last August.
Smart.
We are paying for ourselves.
Now, let me ask you this, because there's a lot of people out there that want to get married, and sometimes they feel like they don't have enough money to do it, right? Mm-hmm. Because they don't have the support mm-hmm. from their parents. How much are you guys saving per month?
We are saving $1,600 a month. We just kind of fixed our income to, and we don't pay rent or mortgage right now. We're really lucky with that. So we just fix what we want our mortgage to be.
Yeah.
And that's how much we save for the wedding. So we know that we could afford the wedding and a house.
Nina, hearing Maddie talk, doesn't it make you so upset about this situation that we're talking about right now?
Yeah.
You got Maddie paying for a wedding herself, being extremely responsible, saving money, putting out a financial plan, and this girl's being salty that her dad's only giving her a certain amount of money.
Maybe it was a surprise for this girl. She couldn't plan, and she's like, oh my God, it's happening. Quick, I gotta get Maddie. Give me the money.
Maddie, good luck on your wedding, and if you had two extra seats available, you know.
Oh, congrats. Gabe will do the toast.
Oh, we're about to have you guys. December 26th. Come
okay,
up.
All right.
Well, open bar, baby. Wrong.
I know, right?
I don't pass that up.
All right, so make sure you're here tomorrow so you can get the update from the dad. Now, when we come back, Nina, a guy was trying to get away from the police, and he threw one of your favorite items at them to get away.
So he's being wasteful?
We'll talk about what he threw next on B96. All right, we've all heard of alcohol abuse.
Yeah.
And that's when we do what?
When you drink too much.
Oh, I thought it's when you spill alcohol. And you,
oh, yeah.
Oh, that's alcohol abuse.
Where you pour it out. You waste it.
Yeah, you waste it. Okay, exactly.
Are we being serious? Okay, yes.
Oh, you're talking. Yeah, no.
This is abusive.
So this man is, I'm going to put him in the alcohol abuse category because he threatened someone with a knife and the cop showed up. And to get away, he threw a can of White Claw at them.
And it was a White Claw on top of everything else. If it was a Black Cherry White Claw, boy, not
you
okay.
You would have picked it up.
I would have picked it up. Is there anything left in here?
Did you know that White Claw has a jingle?
No.
Have a claw. You can try some beer, but why should you bother when you want to get drunk and you really want some water? Have a claw.
Oh, have a claw. I was like, what is he actually singing?
I thought he said, have a ball.
B96 on Alexa, Google Home, smart TVs, and the radio.com app. He's Detective Gabe. She's Detective Nina. Together, they are the Lie Detectors on B96.
Gabe and Nina on B96, Chicago's new hit music, welcoming Tanya to the show. Hey, Tanya.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, thank you, guys.
No problem. So, Tanya, this week it's not your boyfriend or significant other that's lying to you. It's somebody else. Who is it?
It is my future mother-in-law.
Okay.
How is she lying to you?
Well, I've been with my boyfriend for 5 years. We just got engaged, so we're coming up on a 6th year. We're about to get married.
Oh, wow.
And I know, I'm so excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But my future mother-in-law, I very much feel like she doesn't like me. She doesn't want me to marry her son, but he denies it every time I bring it up. She, you know, obviously doesn't tell me flat out, but I very much get a vibe from her. She always talks about
you know, if things don't work out, like right. kind of having a plan.
Well, can you point to a specific instance where you might have felt like she slighted you, Tanya?
Well, so we had talked about doing tattoos instead of wedding rings.
Okay.
And she was like, well, that's really permanent. What if you get divorced?
That sounds shady. Okay. Now, is it affecting your relationship? Do you feel like, you know, her disdain for you kind of comes across between you and your soon-to-be husband?
I mean, because I'm really affected by it. I bring it up. I try to talk to him about it, and he just kind of shuts me down. So that's created a lot of tension on top of all the wedding planning tension that's already there. So, you know, I don't want this to continue further.
Do you like her?
It's hard to get past that wall that she's put up. Like, I can't really, I don't have anything against her other than this, but we just have never clicked because of this kind of tension
there. It's a big thing to get past.
Tanya, the good news is she's going to die soon.
Oh my God.
So it's okay. It's all good. Like, everything's going to be fine, guys. Listen.
She can't go to her husband and say stuff like that. Also, you could probably just find out if you guys are cool.
Do you feel like you'd be affected, Nina, if your significant other's mother didn't like you?
Yeah, I probably would.
Really?
I probably would, because, you know, you want to keep peace. You don't want to put your man in a situation where, like, his two leading ladies are not getting along. Like, I can't imagine how that would be.
Tanya, let me ask you this. If, let's say we find out that she doesn't like you, what do you think will change?
I think we could at least address the problem. Like, at this point, nobody will admit it's there, and I feel like I'm going crazy.
Well, maybe you are crazy. Maybe you're not. We will find out in 3 minutes, because I have a really good idea on how we can catch up your future mother-in-law in a lie, okay? Jobs are tough out there, Tanya. So maybe we can write her down as a reference? All right, when we come back, we will be trying to catch up Tanya's future mother-in-law, Catherine, in a lie. Do not go anywhere. 3 minutes away. It's B96.
Break my heart.
And we're back to the second part of Lie Detectors, where we're going to find out if Tanya's future mother-in-law hates her or not. And Gabe, you're going to be trying to...
Listen, I am a professional. I'm a professional when it comes to finding out if parents love you or not. Just got to jump right in. And we're going to do just that. All right, guys, hang on 1 second.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Catherine, please.
Yes, this is she. Mask is calling.
Sure. This is Mike from... specialists, and I'm calling because someone put you down as a reference. A Tanya.
Oh, okay.
She's
Tanya?
Gonna be, yes, Tanya. And she's applied for a position with us and put you down as a reference.
She put me down as a reference.
Your name is Catherine, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, she has you down as one of her three, just calling to verify a few things.
No, I'm not gonna be her reference.
Actually,
no.
This will take a few minutes. I mean, you do know Tanya, correct?
I do.
I just have to ask a couple of questions. We're looking to hire her, and just need to talk to somebody that knows her. So, if you don't mind answering a few questions, it'll take 2 minutes.
Okay.
Let me ask you this first and foremost. When it comes to timeliness, would you say Tanya is a person that is on time?
No, she's late to every single holiday function.
Okay.
She's just a slow person.
Understood. You know, she's going to be working with children in this future position. Would you say that she'd be someone that you as trustworthy, someone that you would trust with your kids?
Oh, my God, no.
Really?
No, definitely not. Really. I would not trust her with my life. I think she's sneaky and conniving.
Oh,
my God. I knew you didn't like me. I knew you hated me.
Catherine.
Who is this?
Okay, this is Gabe and Nina from B96.
Hi, Catherine.
The morning show. Your future daughter-in-law, Tanya, I was concerned with whether or not you liked her. She said that you've been lying to her and saying that everything was okay at the house, but
clearly it's
based
not.
On that reference you just gave, not so much.
Are you all kidding me? See, I was.
You couldn't just tell me to my face. I would have come to you. I've come to you multiple times about this, how we can improve our relationship, but you've always denied it and been like gaslighting me about whether or not I was actually crazy to feel this way.
It's because you're crazy, and you've been crazy ever since you started dating my son. I don't like you.
Why don't you like me? What have I ever done to for you to consider me crazy or manipulative.
Because I think you are beneath my son, and I don't especially want him dating you. I pray to God you both do not marry.
Okay, wait. Okay, Catherine, you have to understand that your son loves this woman, right?
Yes, I'm aware.
And they're going to be together.
I'm sorry.
They're going to be together for a very long time.
I don't know what he sees in her. Oh, God.
Don't you just want him to be happy, though? And in order for him to be happy, it would be helpful if you tried.
He doesn't know what he wants. That's a flaw in him. He just does not know what he wants in a woman.
He wants me, and that's a fact no matter what you think, and we're going to get married despite your feelings.
Okay, guys, hang on one second. I'm glad we got to the end of this, but you know what? Let me ask you this on the way out. Do you think, Catherine, there's anything that Tanya could do to win you back over?
Yeah, she can break up with my son.
Okay. All right, ladies, hang on one second. Don't go anywhere. Tanya, I'm so sorry. All right.
Wow.
What a terrible situation to be in.
It sucks because Tanya knew, right? Like, she knew that this was there, but at least the dialogue can be open because that could tear them apart.
All right, the dialogue is going to be open between us. The phone lines are open, 877-591-9696. What do you think about what you just heard? What do you think about Tanya's mom? What do you think about Tanya?
How do you fix it?
877-591-9696. If you miss Lie Detectors, don't forget, we got our podcast online now.
Yeah, we do. You can hear everything from the show online at B96.com.
And if you have the radio.com app, you just go to B96, best of. Every single show is up there right now. Shout out to Telephone Tone for doing it.
Thank you.
We're in the future now. Now, we might be going back. Whoops. We might be going backwards with this one, Milagro en Hermosa. What do you think about what you just heard on Lie Detectors?
That's wrong. For her to sit there and go on the radio, like I said. It's wrong for her to go on the radio and discuss her business. She stood and sat there and took the daughter, her future daughter-in-law, and her son and had a discussion. Like I said, the Spanish family don't throw our business out in the street. We take care of it in the house. That's what should have been taken care of.
Wait, so are you mad at the mom for saying it out loud or for the daughter for coming on the show?
Yeah, I'm upset with the mom It's not her business. It's not her business for her to get involved in her son's relationship.
Right.
The mother's not going to live with them.
Right. But let me ask you this, Milagros. Do you have any kids?
Yeah, I have two of them.
Okay. Now, let me say this. If they were going to get married and you didn't like one of their significant others, would you keep it to yourself or would you have a conversation like you're saying?
I would have a conversation, which I already had.
So that's why this is really triggering me, because you actually were in that situation. Thank you, Milagro. So I think that in this case, though, too, Catherine was just hoping that it was going to go away. And Tanya wasn't going to let that happen.
Well, Tanya said it in the beginning. If she found out that her mom didn't like her, then at least they can open up dialogue. You know what I mean?
And so that's what we hope happened, Susie and Maywood. After hearing that, what do you think?
Look, my mother-in-law and my sister-in-laws, they cannot stand me.
Why? Tell
but
me why, though. No, no, no.
I would never.
No, Susie, don't skip past that.
Yeah, why?
Why don't they like you?
Well, my mother-in-law passed away already. My sister-in-law don't like me because supposedly I'm like, I don't know, psycho, crazy, different things. Basically, like the way that Tanya feels. But I would never put them in that situation of a sneaky phone call like this. Like, if you have a problem, you try to sit down and talk to it. Yeah, the mother-in-law wouldn't talk to her about it. But who cares? You're marrying him and you'll end up years with him. But doing things like this, that'll just ruin their relationship.
But Susie, do you think that in any way, like, they started a dialogue now. Like, the truth finally came out. Tanya was just fed up because no matter what she did, Catherine wasn't owning it. And her fiance isn't seeing it. And I know it seems kind of backwards, but at the end of the day, you had to crack the thing open, you know?
Yes, that's true. But it was sneaky. Like, you don't do that. You don't then go to your future husband and be like, oh, see, I put your mother on blast on the radio and I told you she don't like me. Like,
but it will be the truth.
Who does that?
You know who does that, Susie? Crazy people. Like you said that you are. Susie, sorry. You gotta
go. Thanks for your call.
Appreciate
Susie.
It though. Hopefully your relationship with your man is doing well.
Yeah,
guys, every Wednesday, 8 a.m., it is the Lie Detectors. If you want to catch somebody up in a lie, hit us up at B96 Chicago. And don't forget, it's online. Shout out Justin Bieber and Quavo. That's Intentions right here on B96. We are Gabe and Nina. All right, we are about to play Sexy Spanish Talk. So all my non-Spanish speaking people, if you can call up, even a guy, I would love if a guy, a non-Spanish speaking guy would call up. I would love to jokingly flirt with a dude.
I would love to see that happen. Are you kidding me?
Confident in your manhood, we want you to call us up right now. So the game is simple. I'm going to say something in Spanish. You tell me whether or not it is sexy or silly. Por ejemplo, ¿alguna vez has oído de la cerradura de cuatro patas? Es mi movimiento favorito.
Was that sexy or silly? 877-591-9696. Come play next on B96.
Oh, it's the funniest 3 minutes of your day right now.
And it gets really hot, too.
We got Mike in Bridgeport on the line. Good morning.
What's up?
All right, we're playing Sexy Spanish Talk. I'm going to say something in Spanish. You simply got to tell me whether what I'm saying is sexy or silly. Easy enough, right, Mike?
Oh, man.
He's confident and ready to play.
If you're smart, you'll take notes and say this to your girl later, or maybe not. Right. Your first one, Mike.
What?
¿Alguna vez has oído de la cerradura de cuatro patas? Es mi movimiento favorito en la cama.
Was that sexy or silly, Mike?
Ooh, wee. That was sexy.
You're so good. He knows.
I said, have you ever heard of the figure four leg lock? It's one of my favorite moves in the bed.
Mike's like, hold on, I am taking notes.
Number two, Mike, here we go.
No me he bañado en dos días. Huele tan mal que ella tiene su máscara en el estudio.
Was it silly or sexy?
I'm going to say sexy again.
Mike, I said, I haven't bathed in 2 days. I smell so bad she's wearing her mask in the studio.
She is me.
All right, last one, Mike. Here we go, last one.
Quiero que pruebes un chapuzón de pretzel únicamente. No es nada que puedes comer.
Will you be copying this because it's sexy, Mike, or is it silly?
That sounded silly.
I said, Mike, I want you to try the pretzel dip. I said, ironically, it's nothing that you can eat. Google it, baby. Google it, Mike. All right. When we come back, guys, my neighbors did something, and I don't know if I should reciprocate what they did. I'll tell you what it is in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Don't forget the B96 Pepsi Summer Bash is this weekend. Just kidding.
No, it's not. Throwback.
Sad.
Throwback.
That was sad.
Actually,
that hurt my soul.
You know what's crazy? Right as you said that, I was responding to a message on the B96 Instagram asking about it.
Yeah, so people have been hitting us up.
It's not happening this year.
Unfortunately, not happening this year. Nothing that we're going to harp on. Obviously, we all know why. But
it's for safety reasons.
Yeah, and we're coming back bigger and better and stronger than ever in 2021. So make sure you're here for that. Now, I ran into a situation the other day where I wasn't really necessarily sure what to do, and I would love to get your opinion on what I should do. The phone number here is 877-591-9696. So, Nina, I'm in my neighborhood. I don't have a big, like, I just bought a house in East Garfield Park. I don't have a big sign in front that says B96 or, like, Gabe and Nina or anything like that, right?
He's got a flag hanging from the front
exactly.
door.
And the last thing I want to do is, like, you know, you meet your neighbors and the last thing I'm going to do is, hey, do you listen to...
Of course not.
Nobody does that.
Of course not.
So all of a sudden, there's a young couple that lives next to me, and they ended up, I didn't know if they knew me. I didn't know think they knew me. We just say hi, and then they followed me on social media.
Okay.
And then I was like, I told Nicole, I'm like, babe, damn it. Look, they followed me.
Did you tell them that you're Gabe Ramirez? Like, you're like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Gabe Ramirez. So then they could search that way?
Who does that?
I don't know. I was just checking.
He's like, oh, hey, what's up? I'm Gabriel.
Okay.
That's it. That's not even the issue, right? Now, my question is, do I have to follow them back?
Yeah. They're your neighbors.
Look, a telephone tone is laughing. Come over here. I want to hear what you guys say about this.
Yeah, you absolutely follow them back. They're your neighbors. Like, what if you need them to watch your house? Or what if you need an egg or maybe some
milk? Isn't it? Well, okay, listen. If you follow me, I have nothing on my Instagram. It doesn't mean anything. Right. But if I follow you, now I know the intimate details of your life.
But they're your neighbors. Like, don't you want to be friends? Or at least cool?
I just feel pressure to follow them.
Yeah, I'm pressuring you too.
I know. I feel pressure. Tony, you think I should follow my neighbors that just followed me? I have to?
Yeah. I just feel like they went out of their way to go find you, and they like they follow you. Now they see who you are, and if you don't follow them back,
now I'm a jerk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. You know what's funny? Now that whole being a good neighbor isn't just I've got eggs if you need them. It's I'll follow you back on Instagram.
Yeah. It just feels. I mean, because look, if you go to my page, Chicago underscore Gabe, I've been trying my best to stay under 1,000 follows, like followers, like people that I follow.
Oh yeah.
And I'm already at 923.
If you could see my face right now.
Guys, guys.
Who cares?
I don't even follow Telephone Tone.
Why not?
Because I'm at 923.
Yo, pressure. Pressure. Who cares?
I'm at 923. 925 is a lot of people.
You already scrolled to the end of Instagram. Anyway, what is it to you? Just add one more. You like something exciting in your feed. Okay, 877-591-9696. You hear us giving Gabe pressure.
Okay, but if you call in and say that I have to follow them, you got to give me a good reason.
Right. Okay.
You got to give me a good reason as to why I should follow them back. Because, I mean, I don't know if you guys seen, but I have 25,700 followers. And
verified.
I'm verified, and I only follow 923 people.
I'm sorry, I don't fit in this room right now. All of his followers and the blue check mark is so big. Oh,
Nina's salty because she's not verified on Instagram.
Nina, you're not verified?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever. I follow everybody back, though. How about that? Follow for follows. That's what I do.
877.
I love people.
591-9696. Should I have to... Do I have to follow my neighbor? Call me up. It's B96. Sandra on the South Side. What's up?
Yes.
Okay.
Do it, Sandra.
How are you?
Tell me. Yell at me. Do I need to follow my neighbors back that followed me?
I would say no, because in my opinion, every time I do that, the people end up being like crazy or something, and I have to end up either unfollowing them or blocking them, and then it's just awkward.
Amina,
you can't unfollow or block a neighbor, though, right, Sandra? So it's like, why would you set yourself up for tension right off the bat?
I think I would just wait and see like how they are and stuff, and just I guess give it some time. I wouldn't like follow them right away.
Okay,
be thirsty.
not with your own neighbors, right? Thanks for the call, Adriana. Good morning. Should I have to follow my neighbors back that followed me?
That's because you don't want them talking crap about you behind your back.
Now you're speaking his language.
Okay, Adriana, now you're talking about something because you're right. I mean, but wait.
Just think about it.
Adriana, do you follow me on social media?
Yes.
Do I follow you back?
No, and that's okay because I understand who you are and we're not neighbors. You don't have time to be following any random people. Maybe you follow other people, which is fine.
I don't know, Adriana. Some people that do radio follow people back, like myself, Fat Nina on the Air. I don't discriminate because I love getting to know you guys.
Follow everybody that follows Nina on the Air on Instagram. She's going to follow you back right now.
I always do because I love seeing you guys, but I understand the situation. And just in this case,
Adriana,
it is your neighbor.
Yeah.
Like,
that's true.
What if your house gets egged? It could be your neighbor.
That's a great point. These are great points right here.
Dave in Gray's Lake. So what do you think
Good
about
morning.
Gabe? Hi. Just let's break it down real quick.
So I got two things. One, Gabe, it's neighborly. I mean, there's a little bit of love. 926 ain't going to kill you.
Wait. Dave. It's 923. And if I had two, wait, are you telling me that you're going to be 26?
Dave's ready.
All right, Dave.
Yeah, I got you. I'll plug you too. I got you. Now, the other thing, you guys are huge media personalities. I mean, you guys are getting a lot of your feed from the daily socials that come through.
Right.
And I know you check it every morning. That's how I get my stuff for the day.
True.
If you got one person less, maybe that person had something really vital that nobody else shared with you. And you're missing something.
That's a great
day.
Point. Dave, I will tell you this. I'm tired of, because I've been at like 900 for like 5 years, and I'm tired of the same 900 people.
Actually, you've complained about this.
Oh, writing that down, man. You got to go through and start filtering after a while.
You're right. I'm tired of seeing the same content, so I wouldn't mind seeing some new people. Dave, you're right. Okay, first of all, Dave, follow me too.
And so he'll follow you back.
And I'll follow you back. But look, another thing, you live in Gray's Lake. That's where my future in-laws live, in Gray's Lake.
Maybe maybe he's their neighbor.
Yeah, maybe you're their neighbor and I can follow Dave, I appreciate the call and the suggestion.
Me too, Dave. You got to tell him the truth.
I mean, I do care about what people think about me.
Right.
And I don't want them to hate me.
And you do need new pictures in your feed.
I do need new pictures in my feed. Okay, here, how about this, Nina?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do this right now.
Okay.
Because I do need new people in my feed.
Uh-huh.
If you follow me right now.
I'm so proud of you.
Chicago underscore Gabe.
How many?
My goal
is to get over 1,000. So if you follow me, I'll follow you back, but only up until 1,000.
No, I'm proud of you. Yeah. I'm glad.
This is you're gonna get follows too. At Nina on the air on Instagram, but mine is Chicago_Gabe. I need some new content. But here's the thing.
One with the blue check mark.
Here's the thing.
I'm super salty.
I'm gonna be so upset if I follow all these people and y'all don't start posting.
Oh, wow. Pressure.
Yes. Isn't that the point of social media? If I can follow you and do that?
Yeah, but there's one way to do it. You just encourage people. Right. I just would love to see more of your life. Could you do that?
Nina's
for
taking
me?
A sweet approach. Abel and Alexis, my new neighbors, I will follow you right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.